Shine, no offense, but some say ever since the match, you've had a credibility problem on this radio station.
That's fine. Believe what you want.
Can I also say, like, the people that have said, you went too far going after his weight, he would never do that to you. I didn't go after his weight. Mm-hmm. Why is it that Wiggy, Curtis, Greg can all make fun of Shime's weight, and I stand up for him, but the second I say he's a fraud for having Chick-fil-A, I'm the bad guy.
Because we're all fat.
But
so we can shame other fat
people.
But I
don't shame. I'm not shaming
fat
him for
shame
fat.
Fat shame you do it.
I'm shaming him for being a fraud.
Oh, I think you were suggesting that maybe we need to lay off because he's turning into a closet eater, and that's not good. Yeah. Like, that's not good for his mental health. So. Yeah. Maybe we should lay off a little bit. This is Joe in the car. Hello, Joe.
Good morning. I'm going to tell you, Shy, first the golf, now it's Chick-fil-A. Let me tell you, you're becoming to be the biggest fraud on WEEI, my
Thanks,
friend.
Thanks, Joe.
You coming across also be a little, look, guys like you, I picture them be a little snitches, too. Like, oh, I saw this, I did. Like Wiggy says, snitches get stitches. You're a fraud. You're a fraud. That's all I got to tell you. You're a fraud.
Yeah. You know what they say, snitches do get stitches.
It's not my fault that people, you know, wanted this to come out.
Yeah.
That know Shime very well.
Well, it was very interesting that you set the over and under at 16. Mm-hmm. So we're like, all right, this seems like really, you know. And
he loves bar pizza. He was talking about it.
Yes.
16 seems like a reasonable amount of slices.
He's like that basketball player where it's like, wait a second. His under was 3 rebounds, and he was out by the first quarter with an eye issue. Like, something don't add up. Like, where I'm expecting, all right, maybe Shime gets to 8, 9.
Yeah.
I had one of the whole pizzas, so I'm like, I can easily put down 16. Yeah. And he loves Bob Pizza.
Nice.
And then when he goes, well, I only had 4? It's like, well, damn, that's way under.
Well, he was full.
I have just obtained some audio of Shime on Thursday afternoon, apparently on the way to the Cape, if you'd like to hear it right now before we get to the rest of the leads.
Yeah.
Yes? Yes. Okay,
go
ahead, Shime.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
Hey, listen.
I like fried chicken.
Also, if I ate at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I wouldn't be full at 8 o'clock at night.
I don't know. It depends on how much you had.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're like, oh damn, I already killed my.
Right.
I killed my one cheat day.
Yes.
I had maybe, and I've put down, you know, 2 Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Yeah,
and
they sit there.
And if I do it over and under on Chick-fil-A, Shimanola's Chick-fil-A, I think he could easily go over 3 sandwiches.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I feel like we've got a lot accomplished so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, tons.
I'm going to go ahead with today's code word because it is a 2 for Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And if you would like to win Red Sox tickets, you have the opportunity to win all day long today, every hour, starting during the 8 o'clock hour. Couple Red Sox tickets, and the code word, let's just go with chicken. So, is that all right?
Yes.
Code word is chicken. Very simple, because I like fried chicken. So, chicken is the code word. You need to know that all day long, bottom of every hour, to win Red Sox tickets on a 2 for Tuesday. But we have leads left. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So, Mayans is a Red Sox lead, and I would say this here. I think we kind of know why the Red Sox have struggled this year. It has nothing to do with the front office. They gave you everything they need. And it's one person, in my opinion, who bears most of that blame. And that is, unfortunately, it's Alex Cora. And the reason why is if you watch yesterday's game, my son and I were watching the game. It's bases loaded, 2 outs. You're up 2-1. You would think you'd have the infielders on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
He has them back. There's a bleeder that's hit the third base. Meyer tries to make a play. Run. They couldn't get it. They score a run. They go up 3-1. Next inning, you end up getting another run. Puts you back up, down to 3-2. Bad decision by Alex Cora. Not knowing in that situation, got to have the infield in. What are they doing back? Then there was another situation. We talked about the Crochet game where he takes Crochet out with 85 pitches. There was a game I was watching early in the year where Abreu's app was supposed to be up for bat. He pinch hits for Abreu, which who was at the time, and right now evenly so, is one of your better hitters. So some of the decisions that Cora has made, and I'm talking on the field managerial decisions, have probably led to maybe 3-5 losses that you as a team have given away because you're questioning what the manager was thinking.
Did he have Campbell hitting cleanup?
He did have Campbell hitting cleanup. Now, the only pass I'll give him on is because Bregman's hurt, and then, I don't know, maybe you're looking to figure out the lineup, and it's kind of switched a little bit. But, yes, he did have Campbell hitting cleanup, who seems like he hasn't been able to hit the baseball since the first couple of games of the year. But when you look at this Red Sox team, there's probably five games that you lost where the manager made decisions where you were going, what the hell is he thinking here?
And Wiggy, it's a great lead. One way to just quickly add to it, the Red Sox lead Major League Baseball in one-run losses.
Mm-hmm.
They are 6-14. And I believe one of those one-run wins was when Cora wasn't here or got ejected. Like, it is any other team with this kind of issue, the focus would entirely be on the manager or the coach.
Yeah.
And this has been an awful year for him. Awful.
And it's like yesterday, everybody knows, Curtis will tell you, he's the baseball guy.
Right.
Bases loaded, two outs. You got to have your infield in to protect for any little, squib, like little bleeder hit that doesn't get enough juice on it, where your infield can make a play. You don't have them, back on the
dirt. Well, with two outs, you wouldn't have the infield in. Because you can go to any base,
right? But in some of the situations, I would have it in because yesterday's game was a proven why. It was a bleed at a third base, and by the time Maya tried to make the play, it was too late. I take my chances there and I can go to any base, and I protect myself from a bleeder, which ultimately lost you the game yesterday. I don't know why you have them that far back.
Now you have no blame on Breslow, even though the bullpen stinks.
I don't put it on the front office this year. They did what they needed to do. And if we're to believe Cora, he was pretty part. I mean, he's basically Belichick light when it comes to manager and front office. Bregman was almost entirely his decision, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I asked this to Ken on Saturday while you were at the Nantucket Waffle Fest. I said, who has a more secure job within the organization? Alex Cora or Craig Breslow? And he said Breslow.
Mm.
And I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't put, because I think the bullpen, we even talked about this, Greg, is sometimes you take your starting pitchers out early, and then that leads to the problem that your bullpen might have because you have this predetermined pitch count that your starters can go, and now you're having to get into your bullpen early. And part of that is on the manager to maybe saying, okay, My starter's doing well. Let's keep him in there.
Weren't you like, don't you claim that you were an all-state catcher or something
all-city.
Like that?
Back in the day, all-city.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, everybody is losing their mind over the fact that you got two outs and you want the infield in.
I want the infield in because if you look at yesterday's game, you have to protect for the bleeder.
You keep saying bleeder.
Well, that's what it was.
We've got a bleeder.
I mean, that's what it was. It was basically a dribble down a third baseline. You have to protect for that.
Right, but everybody has their infield in when there's less than two outs because you go home. If there are two outs, it's always the case the infield goes back to normal.
We got a bleeder!
And you never have your infield in with two outs.
Did you?
Never.
And the reason why you have your infield in is because of yesterday. You lost that game 3-2 because you gave away a run in the eighth inning because your infield was back. I agree. You always
Lou Maloney just threw his remote.
Well,
he's
so
mad right now.
And listen, this is all city catching back in the day.
Right.
East Boston High School.
I know.
Coach D, I'll tell you. Okay. Infield in.
Coach D, pause. All right. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it, brother.
Thank you. Just a quick question. In the building tonight, watching the Indiana Pacers, is John Halliburton?
Yes. Yeah.
I like, do we not hold anybody accountable in this country anymore? I thought there was some kind of a ban. I thought he had used up his three chances. He's allowed back in now.
Yeah. Feet cannot be on the hardwood. He is only suite level approved.
Suite level. Not bad. If you're going to be back in the building,
I think he's got to stay out of the building. I don't understand letting him back.
I don't, like, what kind of a ban is it if it's like a one series ban?
Yeah, maybe that's what
it was. What kind of a lesson is he going to learn? About being overly involved in his adult son's professional basketball career if he's not held accountable.
That is true. That is true. Saying there's no way to get to the court for him to yell at, you know, who they playing in the Jalen Brunson in this series. So he's up in the suite.
Okay, so he's allowed in the suite.
He's back in the building.
But he is not allowed on the floor or floor adjacent.
Right.
Those floor forward.
The poor kid who got hit with the trash bag, does he now get bumped out because the dad's back in the building?
Oh, I have no idea. All right. Well, those are our leads. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is the same number. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox fell to the Brewers in Milwaukee. 3-2 was the final. Garrett Crochet went 6 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 11. Another one with the Brewers tonight. First pitch at 7:40. Mike Monaco will join Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw is perfecting the art of fresh. The Thunder go up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals with the Timberwolves. They take game 4 128-126. Game 4 in the East is tonight in Indiana. The Pacers lead the Knicks 2-1. In the WNBA, Caitlin Clark is out for at least 2 weeks for the fever after suffering from a left quad strain. The team made the announcement but didn't indicate when she suffered that injury. In the NHL, the Hurricanes get a win, shutting out the Panthers 3-0 in Florida. Florida leads the East 3-1. The West has game 4 tonight. Edmonton leads Dallas 2-1. And let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever. The 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending.